This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What they're looking at, apparently, is the collective bargaining agreement, which apparently that's his lawyers. They're hanging their hat on that, so to speak, and they're saying, look, under the collective bargaining agreement, you can't punish him twice for the same thing. The first, of course, was that two-game suspension that he initially was given after this video came out, and I guess people saw just how rough it looked. Even though he says, look, I told you ahead of time what was on the video. You know, he says he verbally told them, apparently after they saw it, and that's when they changed their mind and made it indefinite. That's what his attorneys say. They say it's double jeopardy. You can't punish him twice for the same thing under the collective bargaining agreement.
There be monsters here. That's a reporter commenting on this week's proceedings in the Ray Rice reality. Rice tries to appeal his indefinite suspension from the NFL. And that gets us to focus on what's going on in the world of sports and sports talk, which is how we get started with our Talk Radio Countdown Show. The NFL action, the Ray Rice case, some of the other activity with some of the characters and the shenanigans in the NFL get us started on the countdown this week. Number 10. In the countdown reality. My name is Doug Steffen. I'm here to welcome you into the Talk Radio Countdown Show, TRCS, for some that like to abbreviate. People like the alphabet soup stuff. It's the week of November 7th that we are focused on, so the first full week of November in terms of news talk radio and the conversation on the radio, reviewing the top 10 talk topics from the folks at Talkers Magazine, inside Talkers.com, where Talkers TV is and Talkers Radio. So this is sort of all about monitoring talk radio programs and stations and hosts around the country in order to glean the top 10 items that would be a part of this list that we do every week at this time. So, counting down from number 10 to number 1 in this hour, what's going on in sports talk radio and the NFL, number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9 has to do with Lena. Is it pronounced Lena or Lena? I've not figured that out yet. I guess Lena Dunham. Kenny, is it Lena or Lena? E-L-E-N-A.
Lena.
Okay. Lena Dunham has a new book, E-I-E-I-O. And here is host Bill Carroll talking about the bizarre memoir that she's written. It's an actress that's fairly well known.
I don't know quite what to make of Lena Dunham, this book that she has out that it's called Not That Kind of Girl. It's a memoir. And she writes about her upbringing in Manhattan. She's a Manhattan girl. Very wealthy. I didn't realize this about her until I started to read this stuff today. Grew up in a very wealthy family in an incredible $6-7 million condo in Manhattan. Actually, that might only be 600 square feet nowadays in Manhattan. But back then, apparently, it was pretty substantial. Her mother was a photographer. Did you know this? And she had pictures of herself up all over the all over the apartment, naked with her legs spread. Yeah, that's a charming way to raise your children, isn't it? I wonder how'd she get so messed up, this Lena Dunham? I can't figure it out. It'll take teams of psychologists to figure out what went wrong there. She admits that she's an unreliable narrator in her book, which gives her an excuse to say, yeah, but that part you don't like, that wasn't true. Although she's not denying the details of the story. But what happened was a conservative-leaning magazine, the National Review, accused her of admitting that she sexually abused her little sister. And now she is in a self-admitted rage spiral. She's out there on Twitter going, you people are disgusting, and how could you interpret it this way? And, well, I think she did sexually molest her little sister. I'm just not sure she was old enough that we can hold her responsible for it. But who writes about that later? I mean, is she absolutely shameless? Understand that what you did when you were 7 was not appropriate, possibly damaging to your little sister's psyche, but that you were too young to understand. Isn't that the reality check right here? That's it. What you did was wrong. You shouldn't have done it, but you were too young to understand the consequences of your actions. So we're not going to lock you up in a prison for a very long time.
All right.
Number eight.
You figure that one out. I don't think there's much interest. I'm amazed that's number nine, actually. 800-302-3684. Quick comments on the items that are on our list here during the course of the hour. If you care to, email to Doug at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day for comments on any of the items that we're reporting on here in the top 10. We've gotten ourselves to number 8, which is a focus on the Justice Department, the Fast and Furious case. Bill Hemmer talks here to Congressman Daryl Issa, or ISA, some people say ISA, some people say ISA, about the documents that were turned over to Congress this week concerning this very case.
Nearly 65,000 documents related to Fast and Furious were turned over to Congress. Two of those guns in that scandal were found at the scene of a shootout that killed the border agent Brian Terry. But now these newly released documents contain emails from the Attorney General Eric Holder attacking his critics, including Daryl Issa. I think maybe he wanted you to see this, okay? I'll share this with viewers. Issa and his idiot cronies never gave a damn about this when all that was happening, was that thousands of Mexicans were being killed with guns from our country. All they want to do in reality is cripple ATF and suck up to the gun lobby. Politics at its worst, maybe the media will get it. What about that?
You know, I traveled to Mexico to meet with leaders there and to meet with the ATF agents in Mexico who were actually deceived and denied access to this activity. This was an undercover activity that specifically cut out our allies in Mexico from any kind of knowledge. So if there's culpability, I think it really belongs with the Attorney General. And these documents, if nothing else, show that while he was asserting there was some executive privilege, he withheld 8 times as many documents not related to executive privilege as he ever delivered. That's the kind of cover-up that this Attorney General was found for the first time ever in contempt for withholding.
Two specific questions. Why on Election Day were these handed over?
Least likely day to affect an election. Did
you expect it on Tuesday?
We did. They kept delaying and delaying. They even failed to hit a federal judge's order more than a month ago and then pled that they needed until November 3rd, which she gave them. Ultimately, this has been delayed by more than 2.5 years, but justice delayed is still justice that we have to seek. And when it comes to Brian Terry and his family and so many people across the border that were affected by not just the activities but the lies and cover-up by the Attorney General's staff, we need to continue exploring it. One thing the documents are beginning to show us is Attorney General Eric Holder was directly involved in emails. He went as far as to order, when he was firing the ATF acting director, order that his office door be shut so people wouldn't know he'd cleaned it out 2 days before they announced the firing.
So
this is an Attorney General that's...
If he was that involved, what does that tell you now?
Every single time he's been before Congress, he said, I only know what I read in the newspaper. I just found out about it when you did, kind of thing. But it looks very much like he's CC'd on everything. He's back and forth, intimately involved, including emails that come from the minority staff, from Elijah Cummings' staff, that make their way directly to the Attorney General. So this is an example where the Attorney General was at the heart of this. We're going to go through 64,000 plus documents. They were given to us in perhaps the hardest way to read individual files, each one having to be opened. But we have a staff that's going through them. We're going to get the American people the truth.
All right. So you make up your own mind on that one. Up next, number 7 in this week's controversy department. This may be number 1. Stand by.
Hello, gorgeous. Bare Minerals just won its 10th Glammy Award for Best Prestige Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials of Bare Minerals makeup to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup, plus a free 5-piece makeup set. For yours, call 1-800-936-1480. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Bare Minerals Foundation gives you flawlessly beautiful coverage with a no-makeup feel, and it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. No wonder it's won 10 Glammys in a row, and now you can try Bare Minerals makeup for yourself. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals makeup and fallen in love with their skin again. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-936-1480. 1-800-936-1480.
This is Nick.
Yo, Nick. Hey, what's up, man?
From beach to classroom, early mornings, 5 days a week. That's why he stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help his engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. So Nick's mornings go a little easier. At least until his students get to class.
Take your seats.
Nick is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Today we have a multiple choice question. Here we go. What is more contagious, optimism and enthusiasm, or pessimism and doubt? Let's ask that again, because I think I know the answer you're going to jump to. What is more contagious, optimism and enthusiasm, or pessimism and doubt? Well, you know the answer. The answer is pessimism and doubt. You can have one person ruin it for everybody the minute they become pessimistic, because then everybody doubts the positive direction that we're going into. I want to change that. I want to change that with you. I want you to be the one that goes into a group that is pessimistic, that is doubtful. I want you to be the one that introduces the optimism. I want you to be the one that introduces the enthusiasm and energy, and then you're the one that becomes contagious. You become more valuable to yourself and others when you become contagious. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Number seven. Number seven this week focuses on the Navy SEALs who shot Bin Laden, basically. The essence of a conversation here with radio host Jim Scott, who has with him military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle. They talk about the information that's come out about the former Navy SEAL. Actually, it came from his book, The Man Who Says He Shot Osama Bin Laden.
Colonel, did SEAL Team 6 member violate the Espionage Act?
Well, I don't think he did, but the government says he did. The Obama administration taking the task here for violation of the Espionage Act for a book he wrote about the Bin Laden raid. And the troubles began on the advice of the first lawyer, who said you didn't need to submit the book to the government for pre-publication review.
I don't think that's true.
That's not true. Well, no charges have been filed, Jim. 8 weeks ago, you just questioned for 10 hours about the book. And Mark Owen basically said, I didn't disclose anything that would put the guys in harm's way I lived and died with for many years there. Now he's under investigation and had bad legal advice from his former attorney. He should have submitted his manuscript for the book No Easy Day for pre-publication review.
But there's a catch-22 here, isn't there?
That really is, and that's a world of classified information. You can't talk about what you can't talk about. The last 2 years, this guy, he is never trained for this particular event. Yeah. He's been investigated by the government, excommunicated by the SEAL community, inundated with great legal bills, all for writing the first eyewitness account, Jim, of the Bin Laden raid, and for being the first SEAL to talk about it publicly.
All right. So, I want to know who killed Osama Bin Laden, don't you? He says he did it in his book. That's, one person. But then there's another fellow who stepped up and said, no, it wasn't him, it was me. So now there are two who claim that, there's Robert O'Neill, and then there's this other fellow who, I find this interesting only in the fact that, it seems to be against the code of honor that all of them have, signed off on. But this guy figured, oh, no, let's make a few bucks on it. I guess that's what he figures. What do you figure? Is this something that bothers you or you're upset about? Or you just think, it's America. Move on to number six, and we'll do that in a matter of moments here on The Countdown.
Mm-hmm. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six story to report to you on this week. Is that good English? Reporting on number six, Ebola. Here's host Ray Lytle talking to one of his callers who says people need to understand that there's really no cure for Ebola.
Let's welcome Annette to the program. Hello, Annette.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I called you a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't like a fearmonger thinking there were going to be hundreds of cases.
You were not a member of the hysteria commandos. No.
I said it was a very serious, awful disease. But
yes.
One thing I do want to point out, though, is I expected there to be two cases by the end of October. And the reason why is because it follows the pattern of spread in Africa, which is exponential, meaning one person would have it, then two people would have it, then four, then eight, and that's the rate of growth of exponential spread in Africa, and we're actually following that exactly.
But here's the thing with the United States as compared to the poor section of Monrovia or the bush.
Right.
We have running water.
Right.
And soap.
Right.
And Lysol spray. And we get to go home and take a shower. And we have janitors and cleaning crews. By the way, you want to call somebody a hero? How about the guys that clean up?
Right.
We have things like that in the United States, which they don't have in places like Africa. So
I agree with you, but the thing is, the two people that did catch it were wearing full PPE. And that means that this growth is exactly identical to what has gone on in
Africa.
But
we not only did we cure them, we have now cured several people that got it in Africa, and now we've cured them.
I have to say, I have a big science background. There is no cure for this. There is not a cure for Ebola. This is a filovirus. It has one strand of RNA.
Mm-hmm.
There's no. I have people arguing with me that polio has been cured. There's no cure for polio. There can be a vaccine. There can be treatment of symptoms, but there is absolutely not a cure for Ebola.
All right, let me put it this way. The people that we have treated,
right,
have gotten through it.
Well, no, they have it because
and they no longer have it in their systems.
One out of three of those people actually died, which was Mr. Duncan. So our death rate and our exponential spread is only
that's not true. That's not true. No,
Mr.
That's,
Duncan died, honey.
That's the completely, but that is completely died. Untrue. That only two people have been cured of it. We've had several people that have been cured. How about Mr. Arapco, the cameraman from NBC?
You need to have a doctor tell you, I guess, there is no cure for this disease. Actually, 50% of the people are surviving this anyway in Africa. We don't know that these blood transfusions are causing them to survive versus having the care that
okay,
they
but
have.
There, all right, there so let no me put it this way. All right. So,
there's no cure.
All right, good. Well, then I'm glad because it's much like the flu. Not everybody that gets it dies then.
Exactly.
Well, then let me say that most of the people, with the exception of one, in fact, all of the people who've had Ebola in the United States have survived it, with the exception of one.
There's a wonderfully positive call, huh? That's it. She may be right. It's just good conversation we focus on here on the countdown. Number of Ebola cases surging in Sierra Leone, as that country suffers from a lack of treatment centers, lack of food, lack of water, lack of basic goods. And so that sort of underscores what was just being said there in terms of the difference between those countries and us and why the fear and the panic and stuff that has run through the country for the past month or so may be sort of silly. You make up your own mind. That's what we're here to do, give you info, and you think about it. Up next, after a pause, the number of 5, 4, 3, and 1 items on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
After a few hours riding in my RV, I get in the zone. It's just me, the road, and the savings I get with Geico RV insurance. There's no more worries, no more 9-to-5 hustle. It's like I'm a caged animal set free. What's that? Is it a grizzly bear? No, it's just me switching to Geico RV insurance. Saving money, wild and free.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is 13-year-old Olivia Kriebel.
If you saw someone risking the safety of others, what would you do? Engage them? Stop them? It may seem like a natural thing to do, but it's actually quite rare. Many people don't want to risk confrontation, but when we look at it through the lens of liberty, we understand that looking after your community and solving your own problems is a fundamental part of the American identity. I saw people texting while driving, and I knew it was dangerous. I wanted to do something about it. I designed handheld stop signs that read, "Stop texting, we see you." Every time you see someone texting and driving, a passenger in the car can hold up the sign to let the offender know that it's not okay. It's dangerous enough on the roads without people breaking the law by texting. I'm standing up for my community. Will you?
The Lens of Liberty, building citizenship and defending liberty one neighborhood at a time. Find out how you can host a freedom meeting in your neighborhood at your own home. Go to lensofliberty.org. That's
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The world on lots of great radio stations, internet sites. Help yourself to the information gleaned by the folks at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen here reviewing the top 10 topics of the week. Do it every week at this time. Take an hour to go from number 10 to number 1. In this hour of the countdown, we've already gone through the numbers 10 through 6. I'll recap them for you. NFL and sports action, number 10. Let's see here. The Lena Dunham book is number 8. Wait a minute. Would I lose sight of where we are here? Anyway, Fast and Furious case is number 7. Navy SEALs, number 6. Let's get to the president and his executive amnesty issue. Talk host Jimmy Barrett here with Rosemary Jenks, Director of Government Relations for Numbers USA. They discuss how the president's plan to deal with illegal immigration may change now that Republicans control the House and the Senate.
How many days before the president goes ahead and puts in his first executive order on immigration reform?
Well, it'll be interesting to see if he waits for the Louisiana runoff on December 6th. I kind of think he might wait for that.
Why? That's not going to change the Senate majority.
It won't, but Democrats will be furious with it. Democratic politicians, not Hispanic advocacy groups, will be furious with him if he essentially tosses Mary Landrieu over the boat.
All right, so let's say he does wait until after December the 6th. What do you think that first executive order is likely to involve?
Well, I think it will be an expansion of the DACA program, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. I think he is trying very hard to figure out a way to throw in a bone for the high-tech community, the Mark Zuckerberg world, by increasing visas for employment-based immigrants, which
and he doesn't have the authority to do any of this, but I think he will try to do that to, you know, keep the campaign coffers full. I think it probably will be a little bit smaller than what we initially heard over the summer, which was 5 to 6 million people. But, you know, he is doing this in absolute opposition to what the American people want. There's no question about that. And he has to essentially fulfill this promise now. He has boxed himself in, and there's no way to get out of it.
I had an interesting conversation with Dave Brad, who's one of our new congressmen, yesterday, and I asked him, you know, this is likely to happen. How do you plan to deal with this? And basically what he said is that they're not going to fund whatever it is he wants to do.
And that is the right answer. And, you know, Dave Brat has been a hero on this issue, and we are so looking forward to having him join the forces in Congress to stop this. But I'll tell you, the Republican leadership in both the House and now in the Senate doesn't get that the American people want this stopped. They don't understand that election was not about, you know, compromising and breaking gridlock. It was about stopping Obama's policies to transform America.
Number four. So we move ourselves into one of these items has been in the top five for quite a while since we first discovered ISIS. The focus on them is the focus of this conversation between talk host Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader. They have military analyst Mike Lyons with them on their program, and they're talking about whether the rest of the world is ready to help, to get together, in other words, to knock out ISIS.
An international rights group says these guys, ISIS, have abused most recently like 150 Kurdish boys, beating them, making them watch beheading videos. This is so disturbing, but do you think this is going to be enough to ramp up the world to step up the charge against ISIS?
I'm not sure just yet. I think it's all happening inside Iraq. Iraq, the government has control over this. I think that they've got to really step up and to decide that they're going to, you know, win back their cities. These are all on the Tigris-Euphrates valleys. The ISIS controls about 90% of the Anbar province at this point, a main Sunni stronghold. And until the Iraqi government decides to help those tribes along the way, I'm afraid we're going to see more of this kind of torture.
Oh. Well, what about the United States bombing? Is that having any impact?
Well, it's having some. It's, you know, in two separate theaters, one in Syria and then one inside of Iraq. And it seems to be attriting and working in Kobani, for example, where there was, you know, a humanitarian crisis taking place there. But not really inside Iraq. They are well embedded inside these cities now, and difficult to target them without killing lots of civilians. And the Iraqi government controls most of those targets at this point as well.
Mike, who trained ISIS, and why are they so much better than the soldiers we might still put up against them?
Yeah, that's right. They move, shoot, communicate better than the Iraqi security forces right now. And who's trained them is, the Iraqi Republican Guard divisions is where they get some of their competency from. But it's not only that they have this training, they just have this will to fight versus the Iraqi security forces that just don't at this point. They've abandoned their vehicles, abandoned their weapons, and they've been taken over by ISIS. So you know, you bring all those two together. You bring the will of a very strong individual that moves that up from a unit perspective, and then you go against someone that's just not willing to fight, and you get no match.
Now, when you think about the United States effort against ISIS, Mike, is there anything in the back of your mind that says too little, too late?
Oh, no question. I think we could have done more in Syria back in 2012, possibly arm some of the rebels there. But they have they've gone on to become some members of ISIS as well. This whole thing, though, I think is about containment and trying to keep it in that region. There's much more. You know, had we also kept 20,000 troops inside Iraq, you wouldn't have seen this happen as well. We can, you know, the politicians argue back and forth about that, but I mean, very clearly, there's no way they would have taken over what they've taken inside of Iraq had we had U.S. forces there at this point in time.
About 20 seconds. If this whole thing was in your lap, you are responsible. Okay, Mike, what do we do today? What would you do?
We just got to contain it, possibly put some troops to the north, but we can't let this outside of Syria and outside of Iraq. It can't threaten Saudi Arabia or Israel or Lebanon or those other countries at this point. It's got to be contained.
Number three.
Number three issue on the Talk Radio Review, the now that we've had the election this past week, we look forward to 2 years. The news media loves this stuff. Okay, so for now and the next 2 years, who's going to be the next president? Although there are a lot of people who would Wish the election for that was last week as well. Here's host John Zach with political analyst Dave Leventhal. They discuss the impact this week's election will have on the next big election.
Will the elections mean anything 2 years from now?
Well, I got to say, first of all, Adam Zeiglos, the editorial cartoonist for the Buffalo News, really hit it on the head when he had an editorial cartoon depicting Uncle Sam at the finish line of what looks like a marathon labeled 2014, and then immediately after is a starting line with a guy with a gun saying 2016. That's pretty much what we all feel like here in Washington, D.C. 2016 begins. Today.
Did Tuesday change anything in that regard, do you think?
It did in the sense that Republicans now have a clear mandate in the Congress to get something done. There is not going to be congressional gridlock of the sort that we had over the past 2 years where the gridlock was internal. It was the House versus the Senate, the Senate versus the House. Now, if there's going to be any gridlock to be had, and there will be, it's going to be Congress versus the White House. So the dynamic in Washington, D.C. has changed markedly, and the question right now that is on the minds of every potential presidential candidate is what are the Republicans going to do with this mandate? What issues are they going to put forward? What bills are they going to try to pass? What are they going to try to force President Obama to sign, or for that matter, negotiate with President Obama to sign, because, hey, he still has veto power. So they are going to be taking cues, the presidential candidates, that is, from the issues that percolate up in Congress as some of the key issues facing this country over the next year.
Does success on any of those key issues particularly correlate to any particular candidates?
You better believe it. If your name is Ted Cruz, if your name is Lindsey Graham or Marco Rubio or Rand Paul, then you have a stage right now where you can be at the forefront of effectively every congressional debate that's going on. And that's going to be perhaps an advantage over some of the other candidates who don't have that kind of platform. Jeb Bush, for example, even somebody like John Bolton or Ben Carson, the former neurosurgeon John Hopkins, who is a really, really big in many conservative circles as well. So, hey, we could list off about a dozen, 15 names here of potential candidates who are looking to run on the Republican side alone. But for those who are in Congress right now, they automatically, again, have this platform that they can stand on from day one going into the election.
So, you think that's the last you'll hear about elections in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show? Not so fast. Numbers 2 and number 1 coming up. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Weekly Review.
Brand new. Big names to fall for. Kohl's has great savings on big names in outerwear. Get the family ready for cooler weather and save on brands like Columbia, Dockers, Carter, and many more. Plus, visit Kohl's.com to get a yes pass for $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. See store or Kohl's.com for details. And save even more late Friday and early Saturday. Find great deals on big names in outerwear for the whole family at Kohl's Veterans Day Weekend Sale. Friday and Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV.
It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Today we have a multiple choice question. Here we go. What is more contagious, optimism and enthusiasm, or pessimism and doubt? Let's ask that again, because I think I know the answer you're going to jump to. What is more contagious, optimism and enthusiasm, or pessimism and doubt? Well, you know the answer. The answer is pessimism and doubt. You can have one person ruin it for everybody the minute they become pessimistic, because then everybody doubts the positive direction that we're going into. I want to change that. I want to change that with you. I want you to be the one that goes into a group that is pessimistic, that is doubtful. I want you to be the one that introduces the optimism. I want you to be the one that introduces the enthusiasm and energy, and then you're the one that becomes contagious. You become more valuable to yourself and others when you become contagious. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Number two.
And into the number two issue, pretty much the top three, all about politics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The various state victories, marijuana ballot initiatives, that sort of thing, come into the fold at number two. From my Good Day show this past week, I talked to the manager of WMEL affiliate in Melbourne, Florida. His name is John Harper. We discussed the marijuana initiative, which failed in Florida this past week.
The medical marijuana was defeated by 2 percentage points. And
that surprised you?
Strong showing.
Did that surprise you?
Yes, absolutely. We thought at the very last minute that it was going to pass.
Yeah, I did too.
It was showing some strength in some areas of the state that it needed to draw strong votes from, and some of the areas were rather surprising as well where the votes came from, but especially the panhandle that everybody thought would vote no against it, but the panhandle came out strongly in support of it. So yeah. Lost by 2 percentage points, already dug the proponents of the medical marijuana say that they're on their way to Tallahassee, the state capital, this morning, and they're going to ensure that the state legislature in the new session puts medical marijuana on the docket for a vote.
All right, so what do we think when we go back to last Tuesday, the midterm elections? They were supposed to be, I remember talking about this on the air on Monday and Tuesday, sort of a nail-biter from Senator Mitch McConnell's reelection race in Kentucky to veteran Senator Pat Roberts' battle in Kansas. The too close to call refrain was expected to be heard all night long. Instead, when the dust settled, Republicans rumbled into one of their biggest victories in decades. Is that the responsibility of the news media? The election results didn't look like the polls at all. So what gives there? What gives is that people are not telling the pollsters what they really are doing. It's sort of a backlash, and up yours, if you will. Did you get asked any questions after you voted? How many of you voted, actually? This is a good question for discussion purposes. If you voted, walking out of the polls, was somebody there with a clipboard to ask you some questions? And if you weren't, did you see anybody at your polling place at all? The pollsters often don't go to smaller communities. They place all of the information that they have, that they all the stuff that's used by Gallup and Pew. This all comes from big cities for the most part. So if you aren't asked questions, or your friends aren't asked questions, and you're not in a community that's polled, what valid results are there here? There aren't. Pollsters are also not being told the truth by people because people don't like pollsters and they don't like polling. So you would think after a while that the news media would get it, and some of the talk radio world as well. This poll says this, that, and the other thing. The polls are more often than not, especially more recently, they're just not right. So now, the billion-dollar question in Washington, whether the president and congressional Republicans can really make nice and forestall more dysfunction, the government divided. But that's the way government is supposed to work, isn't it? Isn't that the way government is supposed to work? The administration brought in 16 top-ranking lawmakers to search for territory ripe for compromise on the agenda. Unfinished business. The current Congress has to wrap up before the new Congress is seated early next year. Senator Harry Reid is going to try to push a few things through. Whether that works or not remains to be seen. But the point here is that the polls did not show what really went on. And I think that's an important part of the story, the story that occupies a lot of our time this week. Electioneering and the victories. We'll talk about that in a moment at number one.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Okay, so as you might expect, the GOP win at the polls on Tuesday is the number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So let's start highlighting some of the conversation. And I go back to my radio program, Monday through Friday, The Good Day Show. And in the context of the elections, I talked to Natalie Jackson, who is a real political scientist. She writes for the Huffington Post. She really does do the scientific thing here when it comes to understanding the elections. And so here's a portion of the conversation in which we talk about the results of the election, the takeaways, if you will.
Well, I'd say the number one thing we get is that people are unhappy with the way things are going. Mm-hmm. We have several incumbents that were defeated in the Senate, and we had significantly larger margins of win from a lot of candidates than we were expecting. Basically, we got a very large Republican turnout, and so it seems the common thread is people are just unhappy with the direction of the country. And so that manifested as an anti-Obama vote.
So the Democrats, not happy with Obama, just sat it out, not happy with what there are plenty of Democrats who are just disgusted with what's going on. It isn't just people who may have an R behind their name. I don't have either an R or a D behind my name. But I'm, for one, totally disgusted. So now, what is it that happens in the near term and down the road to satisfy these people that you as a scientist have gleaned or have garnered the opinion that they're, I mean, I don't think it takes a genius, and I don't mean this is not a slant against you, to figure out that people are ticked off. But what
right.
does the data indicate can be done? Is there any data that shows what needs to be done by those who are forward-looking or smart enough to look at this and want to make sure that the outcome is positive, not just the sort of we're going to get you guys now, we're in charge kind of thinking that does happen so much when these pendulum swings occur?
Well, I'm not entirely sure we're going to see much actual change in the form of governance. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we're likely to see that much relief in the anger that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the likelihood is, I mean, there's a lot we don't know yet, but the likelihood is that a lot of Democrats just stayed home.
All right, now moving around in the same circle, here are our hosts John Cass and Lauren Cohn talking to a financial analyst named Adam Shapiro about how the elections affected the markets.
I noticed that after the Republicans took the Congress, immediately the Dow and the S&P closed at record highs while the president was still in his denial news conference.
Yeah, they did close at record high. We're pulling back. You know, as we're talking right now, the Dow is up barely 7 points. S&P and NASDAQ have all pulled back into negative territory. So, but yeah, there was a nice bump yesterday.
What do you see in terms of moving forward now with corporations, you know, might see some, you know, deregulation, putting more cash into hiring and things like that? Do you expect it?
Yes, but at the local level, at the state level. Look, the fact that there were several gubernatorial races that ended up with the Republicans in charge is going to mean at least at a statewide level you might get regulatory reform. At the federal level, you're going to see an initial push to try and get regulatory reform as far as well as corporate tax reform. Whether they achieve it, I mean, Congress has had so many opportunities in the last almost 10 years to do corporate tax reform and has missed every possibility and every opportunity to do it. So whether they get it right this time is fingers crossed, but don't hold your breath.
Well, can you explain what that means to the average person who's not
sure.
a business major? When they say, because we're all told that corporations are evil, you know, houses of torture.
Okay, so this is what's going on. Corporations in the United States have a very high corporate income tax. It is also true that many corporations, the big corporations, don't pay that corporate tax rate because they're able to take advantages of all kinds of deductions and loopholes within the tax code that lowers their overall tax bill. What has been proposed, when the president first came into office, remember that he was given a plan for total tax reform in this country and rejected it. But what's been proposed is eliminating all of the crazy loopholes and deductions and lowering the corporate tax rate to a point where it would be slightly above what corporations are paying once they take advantage of all of that, but it would be more in line with what the rest of the world is charging their corporations without having all of the chaos of the tax cuts.
Man, I wish we could talk some more about that. All right, so that's the number one circumstance here, the GOP gaining Senate majority number one. Number two, state victories, the marijuana ballot initiatives, 2016 presidential prospects number three. All of the top 10 items are listed at DougStephan.com in our weekly poll. So we've told you through the research at Talkers Magazine what the top topics of the week have been. But what do you think is number one? Again, the poll at DougStephan.com asks you to sift through all of the top 10 and tell us what you think is number one for you, the most important issue for you. I'm Doug
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.